Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, happy Friday, everybody. It's the Jamie and Stoney Show on a snowy Friday morning as the snow continues to fall. And yes, indeed, Stoney, I cut you off. It is time for the dog of the week. And more importantly,
he's on fire.
Stoney's prediction of what the dog is going to be.
Ruff.
It's time to talk football with our friend,
Ruff.
Mike Valeni, who either is standing out in the snow with his dogs or driving.
Option B.
Option B.
What's going on?
How are you?
How are you, buddy boy?
I'm good, guys. Except for Stoney making uncomfortable grunting noises.
Oh, you should have heard the 6 o'clock update this morning. You were making what, cow noises?
Or yes,
hawk noises.
No, because Tony
was doing all sorts of animal noises.
Yeah, Tony said they were playing the hawk, so I did a hawk noise, and then Jamie requested me to do other animals.
Yeah, that was actually Stoney. It was
by the way, Mike, I saw Sully posted. Were you happy with your mystery box selections or your gifts?
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
What'd you get?
The Cubs. I got a Cubs hat that it was fitted.
Okay.
So I'm fine with that compared to some of the other garbage that came in that box. I'm bummed out that the giveaway wasn't really a true mystery. Like, how do you end up with four Lions hats? It's ridiculous.
You got a Lions hat too?
I ordered two hats, but I threw the Lions one in the garbage.
I got the Patriots hoodie and the Ravens knit cap. I like that.
Well, I actually
You got a good combo. That's not bad.
I sent a strongly worded letter to the 47 brand after our show yesterday, and they're going to send us a whole new box of mystery items. So feel free to send me your order number along, Mike, and I will include it because they were very apologetic for the fact that we got four Lions hats.
It's ridiculous. I didn't like the promotion.
No, wait, five Lions hats. Paul got two. I got one. Doug got one, and you got one. That's not random, okay?
No, and that's the point. Like, same thing, like, behind the glass, like, Kang and Evan both got a Boston item.
I mean,
come on, guys. Like, at least fake it like it's true mystery. Like, I was hoping we'd get some cool, like, college gear or, you know, NBA stuff.
Well, did you see Paul Sarah got a Boston Cannons T-shirt of the outdoor lacrosse team in Boston. That was cool.
Exactly, Stoney, but... Everybody else, I don't know. I've got the box of T-shirts with me, and I'll bring them in. I don't even care anymore. I think Carson Anderson owe us all a refund. Just a ridiculous
hit. I like that idea, too. All right, Mike, a couple years ago, you, your father, your beautiful wife, traveled out to Pasadena. You were intoxicated by the lore of Pasadena. You saw the Rose Bowl. You saw it all.
Yeah.
Michigan State is... in full control of going back to Pasadena. You, Dave Warner, a charter flight out to Pasadena. Mike, do you have Rose Bowl fever? Go.
Rose Bowl fever? No.
Oh.
Do I want them to go? Yes, of course. As bad as we are to make it to the Rose Bowl? Sure. I think it's a statement on how terrible the Big Ten is. But, yeah, it'd be awesome. I mean... I'm gonna talk about it today. I hate the segment of Spartan fans that are just insecure losers, and they're gonna be like, "Oh, but if we beat them, it sends Michigan to Indy." It's like, you're a loser. Go away. Yeah, I want to beat Ohio State. I don't give a damn what Michigan does. You know, it's just it'd be awesome, Jamie.
And then wait, hold on.
I'd be rooting for.
I gotta call time. I gotta call 20. Are there Michigan State fans who really would root against the Spartans tomorrow? They suck.
They'll never admit it publicly, but it's all inside their head.
They should. Their diploma should be taken away.
Yeah.
Don't disagree. I'm just telling you, those people exist.
Those people?
Exactly. Did that just for you, buddy. No, I'd be thrilled. I'd be absolutely thrilled if they could get that done. But remember, we're going to need Michigan to beat Ohio State, which I think is going to happen anyway.
Would that be your dream scenario, that Michigan State gets back to the Rose Bowl? Let's say they get out there and play, I don't know, Washington State. They win, and after the game, D'Antonio on the field is being interviewed down there by Maria Taylor, and he goes, I want to say to Spartan fans out there, thank you for the support, and that was Dave Warner's last game. Would you burst into tears?
I may burst into something, I'll tell you that much. That'd be just about as exciting as it gets from a sports perspective for me. That is the equivalent of like sports porn. We win the Rose Bowl and D'Antonio fires Warner on the field. Oh my Lord. What a moment in time.
Dreams can come true.
They can happen.
Yes.
We were talking earlier. What if the unthinkable ever happened and Michigan lost to Rutgers?
Yeah, we got a whole segment out of it.
I know.
Oh my God.
That would be worse than Appalachian State, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because App State ended up being a really good team. Rutgers is not a Division I team. That's kind of the deal here. You know, like Appy State probably wasn't a 1AA. They probably could have beaten, you know, right, on that day, 30 or 40 Division I teams. Like, Rutgers can't beat anyone. They're a complete embarrassment. I mean, it would be, first of all, this isn't happening, so I don't really like the road we're going down. But
I agree.
Wouldn't it be the biggest upset ever?
I think so.
I mean, it wouldn't be from a point spread standpoint.
But the ramifications
For what's on the line, right?
And I've never seen a Big Ten team. I really, outside of Kansas or maybe Oregon State, I can't think of a Power 5 team that looks like Rutgers.
Right.
Ever. Ever. Northwestern in the 80s? Is this what it looked like, Jamie? No, I'm not taking a shot. I'm asking.
No. Whenever I go to see Michigan State play Northwestern in East Lansing, they always show highlights of the Blake Ezor game, which I think was 77-0 or something like that.
It was in the snow, and he had like 7 TDs.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
89.
That's probably the last time we had an explosive offense.
We had Wojo on Wednesday, your boy, and I asked him at the very end, Lions, what are you really watching for at this point? And you can't say nothing, and you can't say I'm not watching because we know you watch. What are you looking for now? Are you looking for like some fight, an answer, maybe a little blowback after all the heat they've taken this week?
No. I'm looking for losing.
Oh, you want the tanking?
Oh yeah, it's on. I mean, anything more than 6-10, I'll be upset. I'm trying to get Dexter Lawrence and put him next to, you know, Snacks, and then I got a 1,000-pound brick wall as a defensive tackle duo. That's the foundation of your defense. I don't want to trick around and go 7-9, 8-8. I guess what I'd be looking for is maybe you guys think I'm crazy here, but I kind of feel like we're witnessing the fan base turn on Stafford for the first time. Not like a portion or not like, you know, a vocal minority. No, the fan base. And if they go out and lose to the Bears, and I know Carolina did not look good last night, which is a nightmare for Lions fans,
yes, because
they're going to come here angry. If they're 3-7, if they're going 9-7, I think we begin to learn a lot about Patricia, but I think we witness this fan base turning on this guy. Maybe that's hyperbolic.
No.
I'm an idiot.
I think you're onto something there. I really do. And because the Stafford defenders, of which I have been one at a lot, maybe more than others. I know Stoney has at times as well. You know, it's always excuses, right? It's the offensive line, the receivers, the running game, whatever,
right,
whatever, whatever. And then at a certain point, you have to just bang yourself in the head and go, come on. It's you can't keep making excuses. And I think other than Dan Orlovsky, I think that's exactly what's happening. The Stafford defenders are finally saying, okay, we got to stop defending this guy.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from the Patricia angle too, like I've been very concerned that he could be a disaster. And look, whether it's the Jet game or the Niner game, and then you kind of fast forward to, okay, we stabilized everything. Hey, they're 3-3. They're two biggest games of the year, guys. They weren't prepared to play. They didn't look prepared, and I think you could at least discuss effort. That's a huge red flag to me, that 4 of their 8 games for a first-time head coach, preparation and effort are a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And then your quarterback is a part of it, you know, 13 points through 3 quarters against the Niners, 7 through 3 quarters against Seattle, 6 through 3 quarters against Minnesota. Yeah, I'm telling you, I just feel it. If they go out this week and he gets knocked around, you know, gets outplayed by Trubisky, I think people would turn it.
All right, Stoney, are we there? Have we reached the dog?
It's time for the dog of the week. And Mike last week hit big with the Texas Tech, despite their quarterback going down at halftime, just throwing the football, which was amazing in itself. Now, the team that I predicted Mike would take ended up pushing. It was the Auburn against Texas A&M. So I'm looking at what I...
Hold on a sec. Yes. I think we need to put Mike's success in perspective here. So
he's
Mike
like 8-2.
Texas Tech... to cover against Oklahoma, whatever the spread was.
Right, and they did.
They did. The final score is Oklahoma 51-46. I believe you're on, a five-game win streak, Michael?
Yeah, what are we, 8-2?
8-2, I believe.
I don't know. I don't know of anyone's place in these. I hope I've done okay for people. If you can do better, good luck.
Here's how well you've done. People will either reach me on Twitter or email me later in the day if they missed the pick to ask what it was. Right. That's how intent they are on your pick.
Oh, and Jesus, the pressure's on now.
And yes. I have not predicted correctly. There's three games. I think you might go with Colorado against Washington State. Boise at home dog for the first time this century against Fresno. But I'm going to say...
Mike likes those Friday night games.
I know. But I'm going to say Mike is going to go... with Jamie's alma mater getting 10.5 at Iowa.
No way.
Really? I think it's going to be a close game.
I'm saying Mike won't do that.
Oh, okay.
No, I think Stoney may have revisited his affinity for white powder in the 80s. No, absolutely not. You're insane. Okay. I'm not touching anybody going to Kinnick. I mean, Jamie, I'll be rooting for you. Go Cats.
Go Cats.
But I can't, no.
Okay, so is the Valenti dog of the day?
You had it. It was right there for you, and then you passed it. I'm going with Boise State getting 3 from the Jeff Tedford-led Fresno State Bulldogs.
Go Bears.
I can't believe Tedford's coaching again.
Yes.
But I just don't think, this is classic. You get a team that nobody thought was going to be any good, finally gets ranked, and then gets popped. We saw it happen with App State a few weeks back. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. App State's number 25? And then they got bludgeoned by Georgia Southern. I think it's the same thing here, and you're giving me a field goal. Boise hasn't been a dog since, 1899 at home.
Yeah, first time this century.
Yeah, to me, that's some value there. Now, if I was allowed to take, and I know we said this at the beginning of the year, no Michigan, no Michigan State, I actually do like MSU. I really think... Ohio State's just broken. I don't buy anything that's going on right now. And it's going to look like this outside tomorrow in East Lansing. They don't run it. They don't stop the run. I don't know, man. Urban's already planning his exit. I would have gone that way. But without that, I'm going to take Boise. I'm going to take the Smurf turf.
At least I was in the neighborhood.
Well, that's good. You got to make a call, though. You got to pick one. You can't just otherwise you can pick every underdog. I think he's going to pick from this group.
Well, no, I haven't done that before.
Yeah.
So at least
Kyrie Irving is a baby, by the way. I was listening.
Yes. Thank you.
Ridiculous.
All right. And for you gamblers out there, that's a Friday night game. Okay.
That's right.
So make sure you get your bets down. And Mike has gotten you off to nice starts with these Friday night picks.
Last 2 Friday nights. For the record, we had outright winners.
Yes.
I think we had Utah State getting 3. They won by 40. And we had Boston College getting 4. They won by 20.
There you go. Fire up Broncos.
So there you go.
Oh!
There you go.
Oh, my Lord, help us.
All right, Michael. Have a great show today. 2-6, the Mike Valenti Show with the Minions. We will talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, everybody.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Valenti, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.